Farming in Greenville. It was a happy day for the Whites. James, Ellen, and Willie, now 12, when on Thursday, May 2, 1867, they could see the plow turn the rich soil on their little Greenville farm, the Review and Herald, May 14, 1867, to be followed quickly by the setting out of grapes, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries, and incidentally starting the construction of their new home. At some point about this time, Ellen devised a plan to encourage James to engage in physical activity. He had been warned by the physicians at Dansville that physical activity could lead to another stroke. Ellen had been shown that without both mental and physical activity, he could not hope to recover fully. Here is her account. In the spring, there were fruit trees to be set out and garden to be made. "Willie," I said, "please buy 3 hoes and 3 rakes. Be sure to buy 3 of each. When he brought them to me, I told him to take 1 of the hoes, and father another. Father objected, but took one. Taking 1 myself, we began to work, and although I blistered my hands, I led them in the hoeing. Father could not do much, but he went through the motions. It was by such methods as these that I tried to cooperate with God in restoring my husband to health." Rather triumphantly, James White reported on Tuesday, June 18, that he harnessed his horses and went to town on business and brought home materials for the builders, the Review and Herald, June 25, 1867. Sabbath, June 29, he and Ellen met with the church in Fair Plains. He spoke in the morning for 1.5 hours on baptism, and in the afternoon for 1 hour on reaping what one sows. Ellen followed, speaking for 1 hour. The next morning he led 4 candidates into the nearby lake and baptized them. Willie was 1 of the 4. James took Brother King into the water with him in case he needed assistance, but he needed none. On the preceding Thursday and Friday he had engaged in the activities about the farm and the new home going up. He wrote, "Fifth and sixth days I was able to prepare a farm wagon with wooden springs, go to town for lumber, to the woods for wood, and on 6th day p.m. was 1 of 2 to handle nearly 3,000 feet of heavy lumber just from the river. I stood upon my feet handling this lumber more than 2 hours in the hot sun. I was just tired enough to sleep well all night and feel well the next morning. To God be the praise. We shall soon go out prepared to hold meetings, Providence permitting, where the way opens. We find it quite easy speaking and singing." The Review and Herald, July 9, 1860. On Thursday, July 4, they drove over to Wright and took breakfast under the shade of 2 large oak trees in a beautiful grove. For their breakfast they had strawberries from their own plant set out only 5 weeks before.